I'd like to welcome you back to All the Staff and Practice series. A few hundred years ago, the Poskim began to discuss whether a dayan, whether a judge in a rabbinical court, is fit to be a judge if he's unable to see without glasses. Now, the premise of such a discussion is that a judge who is unable to see, someone who's blind with both of his eyes, is in fact possible to be a dayan. And today's daf, Nida daf nun, starting from the Gemara in the bottom of the Testament Beis, the Gemara has a discussion about whether someone who is blind in one of his eyes is possible to be a dayan. Now, the halacha we paskin that just because a judge is blind in one eye, he is still kosher to be a dayan. But the Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat Simen Zayin Sif Beis says that if a judge is blind in both of his eyes, then he is in fact possible. The reasoning for such a halacha is a matter of dispute. Either it's based on a drasha, based on the sugya in our Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Daled, or perhaps, as the Sma tries to argue, that it's similar to the idea of a court adjudicating the law at night, since he can't see it, similar to as if it's night. And therefore the question arises, if a judge is unable to see, unless he's wearing glasses, could he have the status of a blind person, and that he wouldn't be fit to be a judge? Now, the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Birka Yosef that says that when the Shulchan Aruch says that someone's blind is unfit, that means that he's literally blind. But if just because he has bad eyesight, that doesn't mean that he's unfit, because at the end of the day, he could still see. And the Nodu Bihuda in a Tshuva compares someone who has bad eyesight to as if it's a cloudy day. We discussed the idea that at night you can't adjudicate a case, but if it's a cloudy day, you certainly could. So just because you have bad eyesight, it doesn't attain the status of someone who's blind, and you would still be fit to be a judge. But the Shulz Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, discusses what if someone in fact can't see unless he's wearing glasses? Would he have the status of someone who's blind? So the Shulz Yaakov references some other areas of halacha in which vision is necessary. It talks about when you do Kiddush Levana, you're supposed to look at the moon. When you read from the Torah, you're supposed to look at the Torah. In those areas, are you able to look with glasses? And his conclusion is you can. And therefore, he concludes that when it comes to a judge as well, as long as you're able to see with glasses, that is constituted as if you're able to see. Therefore, he says that it would be fine. A judge who's only able to see with glasses is still fit to be a judge. And he concludes, interestingly, by pointing out that so many of the dayanim that he interacts with are elderly people that need glasses, and nobody complained. No one protests. So from such widespread practice, that in itself is able to indicate to us that such a person is fit to be a judge.